This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and I'm joined in the studio. I've kicked Robbie out, and I'm joined in the studio not by one, but by four lovely gentlemen, because it is the Jersey Boys. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Welcome, welcome. I have Cameron, Glaston, Thomas, and Ryan.
Hey.
Now, you guys have been performing in Sydney, haven't you?
Yes.
What has what's the show been like? How's it been going?
It's been going really well. You know, been doing great sales up in Sydney, so we've got another few weeks left up there before we head up to Brisbane for a bit over a month, and then down to Melbourne starting in February.
Which is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
It's great that we could get you to come on into the studio. What is it like when you're looking at these iconic songs that we've heard for years and grown up on with our parents? What's it like performing those?
It's quite amazing, actually. They don't die. They're kind of like classic hits. And you see the audience's reaction when we're singing them each night. And actually, sometimes they sing along, which is awesome.
Awesome or weird?
No, I love it. I actually love it.
To get that kind of response must be a whole lot of fun. Yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's also, part of the construct of the show is that when we sing these songs, we're singing them as they were written or as they were performed. So we do them in concert and perform them for an audience, and it's like it's a brand new hit again. It's a really amazing feeling.
It must be really wonderful because this show just seems to keep on coming back. Jersey Boys just never seems to go away. It always keeps returning. It must be great to get that kind of a response and introduce a lot of younger audience members to the music, not just the older one.
Yeah, certainly, I guess the show has an appeal to a large demographic. You know, certainly the people that see the show who were around in the 50s and 60s and, you know, experienced the music firsthand have a totally different experience to what a teenager does seeing the show. But it's I guess it's the power of theatre that people can relate to it at any age. Yeah.
So do you guys have a favourite song? Are they different?
It's got a killer catalogue of music when you think about these guys, you know, having those hits in the 60s and then going through the disco era and their power ballads. You know, they had a music that evolved over time, so it is really hard to pin down, you know, their number one hit, you know. So
you're saying that so you don't have to answer the question.
What is my favourite? Yeah, what's your favourite?
Mine's Who Love You. Who loves you at the moment?
Yeah.
But it does flick around. It changes all the time.
I mean, it must be because, let's face it, you're going to be doing the show for a while. You're doing the show quite a bit. So you'll have your favourite, and then 2 weeks later it might be something completely different.
Exactly.
It's a real thing.
But you've been having a lot of fun on stage. Have there been any crazy, ridiculous stories of stuff that's been going on you can share with us?
You know, it's actually really good to get away with the boys and spend some time. We had a weekend like this a couple of weeks ago up on the Gold Coast and to Brisbane and stuff to promote the Brisbane season and this weekend down in Melbourne. I think a lot of the crazy stuff tends to happen on these trips as opposed to on the stage where we, with any luck, we know what we're doing most nights.
We are attempting to do the same thing every single night.
Yeah, well, it must be fun to get away and just have a bit of a breather from the show every now and then.
It is. It's a good bonding exercise for us as well because our shared experience at the moment working at the Capitol is literally just doing the show every day and the way our dressing rooms are situated. Glaston and I are downstairs and the boys are up on the stage level. So, you know, large chunks of time go by where we don't see each other and that means that a weekend like this is a great time for us to soak up each other's company.
It must be really awesome as well to be able to have gone to Queensland to promote the Brisbane tour, coming down to Melbourne to promote that it's coming there and actually just to kind of have that experience and be able to jump around and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have never been to Brisbane, and that was like doing that publicity tour was, you know, fun in every right, in like every sense, you know, publicity.
So you never went there for the show or anything
and then,
like
no,
that?
No, no. So I had like gone up there, and suddenly this was a new experience for me entirely.
Well, I mean, it's going to be very warm. You'll be wearing suits in the show. Let's hope that the theatre is extremely air conditioned because, yeah, you're going to sweat. That's the one thing you can get from there. Are you excited to be coming to Melbourne?
Absolutely.
Beyond excited. Melbourne audiences are ridiculous. Yeah, there's something about them. They're electric. And I always love bringing a show to Melbourne because you always know what you're in for. And they just absorb it and they love it.
I'm about to say, what does that mean? You always know what you're in for.
I think Melbourne feels like it owns Jersey Boys too in some
way.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Kate was here in the first place and it was here for over a year. And I think Melburnians are really proud of the fact that they were able to keep this show and make this show such a success. It's going to be brilliant to perform it to Melbourne audiences again.
Does that mean you've got a bit of pressure for bringing it to Melbourne? It's like, oh, you know, there's big shoes to fill.
Well, with any luck, like you were talking about, not only do we get the people coming back who enjoyed it last time, and hopefully they'll have a good time, but they bring people who haven't seen it before and we get to, you know, make it a hit for them too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the joys of musical theatre is the fact that we do have people coming, especially here in Melbourne, coming back again. You don't just go once. You come and come and just keep on enjoying it.
Yeah, 60, 70 times, would you believe? You know, people come and see us who, you know, they just
so
really...
in Sydney, have you had fans that have just major repeat fans that are just loving it?
Absolutely. Yep. And it continues to happen, whether it's that they feel some affinity with a particular character, a particular story arc, whatever it is, but they keep coming back and it's really wonderful to see them again.
It must also be great to be doing a show that actually is also a piece of history, a piece of music history, not just musically, but with the story as well.
Yeah, it gives the show a lot of gravity as well. You know, people don't have to... I guess a lot of musicals nowadays, you have to suspend your disbelief and imagine, you know, two witches up there, you know, fighting over first world problems. But, you know, we're not pretending to be anyone. These guys existed and they had incredible lives and in and out of prison and hooked up with a mob and, you know, made a lot of mistakes on the way. And it's a warts and all story about that.
Did you do some heavy Wikipedia research in order to get up to speed?
Yeah, they gave us a lot of research to do. You know, they came in with a whole big Bible and, you know, to tell us all about these guys and their lives and, you know, lots of things that you wouldn't find out of Wikipedia.
Yeah, there was a full day, a 10 till 6 day of rehearsals where our director, Richard Hester, sat us down and opened up, as Glaston was saying, this big dramaturgy Bible and he literally... began at the top of the show and would play us reference videos of the seasons as, you know, back in their day and sort of showed us, you know, each moment of the show and gave us some background on it. And it's extraordinary. Yeah.
That must have been really exciting, though, to be able to have that kind of depth of history to play with.
Absolutely. Not only that, but at the end of the 10 till 6 day, there was stuff we hadn't got to, you know. So it seems like a lot of hours and plenty of time to sort of fit everything in, but it wasn't. They had extraordinary lives.
So do you feel like when you're looking at those videos and you're looking at all of that and seeing what they do, you've got to be true to that, or you can kind of bring your own bit of energy to the performance that you do?
Certainly the show in itself takes liberties, you know. When you look at the actual four seasons, they were this, you know, motley crew, really, when you think about my character and Tommy's character, you know, who I think Nick was 38 when the band first hit and, you know, Bob was like a teenager, you know. So they were just this oddball of guys who didn't dance. So they've taken liberties and put tons of choreography and specky costumes. And they've kind of, you know, I guess Broadway made the show in a way to be theatrical when, you know, the guys were just these, you know, four rough guys from New Jersey. You know, who sold 175 million records and who nobody cared about. You know, nobody cared about these guys from New Jersey. You know, people cared about, you know, people that were, you know, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or, you know, really influential bands. But these guys were just, you know, writing songs that the everyday person listened to. And there's something really powerful about that in the show where, you know, we somehow identify who the audience was for them. And it was the everyday person.
Yeah. Do you think if there's something really awesome about being able to actually sing those songs, sing them that way? You know, let's face it, it's a style of music now that we don't get to appreciate as much at all with all of the music and popular music that we have now. A lot of that realness and harmony is stripped away. So it must be really great as performers to actually be able to sing those songs and sing them that way as well.
The music's great, especially that early stuff. You know, they kind of came out of a doo-wop era. So they're originally like a vocal harmony group. You can imagine these four guys sitting on the street corner singing. And that's what they did, you know. They grew up with nothing. Mm. You know, they went around, you know, stealing for their living, you know, from people in their neighborhood, you know, they just to get by because, you know, they grew up through the Depression and had nothing. Mm. So music was their go-to. Yeah, sitting on the corner, you know, singing
duo. Yeah, they'd rob a bank and then they'd quickly run off and do some harmonies.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird when you think that that's what actually happened? You know what I mean? Like, if that was happening now, it would be some kind of series on HBO that would be going on and it'd be really gritty, but this was the reality. Like, if we were seeing a TV show like that, we'd think that was never what was going to be going on, but that was their reality and that was their life and that was how it was.
Yeah, they kind of had to do it, you know. They had to do something. There was no money. They'd spend their last penny on a fancy suit, and then they just went about their business. You know, organized crime, tunes, or they had to join the army. You know, for these kids from New Jersey, there was just no other way out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are having an absolute blast doing the show. We can't wait for it to come to Melbourne. Jersey Boys is right now on in Sydney and then heading all the way to Brisbane at the start of next year. And then you hit Melbourne at the end of February on the 23rd of Feb. The previews start, kicking off at the start of March, which is absolutely awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming and joining me today in the studio. Popping by Melbourne, we've really appreciated it. This has been the Jersey Boys. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.